This is the Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 15th chapter. Jesus said, "As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. I have said these things to you so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. I do not call you servants any longer because the servant does not know what the master is doing. But I have called you friends because I have made known to you everything that I have heard from my Father. You did not choose me, but I chose you. And I appointed you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last, so that the Father will give you whatever you ask him in my name. I am giving you these commands so that you may love one another." This is the Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Please be seated. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, today we have three reasons to celebrate. While all three of these reasons are linked together, each reason stands on its own. And as it turns out, these reasons themselves become a little more progressively difficult for us to grasp and appreciate. But surprisingly, the reasons all give way to a common response. We'll respond to each of these reasons in the same way. So let's start with this gift of life, the connection between all three of these reasons that we celebrate today. Unless you've been living under a rock for the last several weeks, you will know that today is Mother's Day. And so today we celebrate and appreciate the gift of life given to us by our mothers. I mention this so that even if you have been living under a rock, you still have time to make things right. On the way home from church today, pick up a card or some flowers, or better yet, pick up the phone and give your mom a call. Let her know that you appreciate and that you are thankful for the gift of life she gave you. Now, of course, this gift of life goes far beyond just the physical gift of bringing you into the world. It includes all the nurturing, all the sacrifices she made for you. Some of us are blessed to still have our moms around. But on this day, let's make sure that she knows how much we appreciate everything she was and did in our lives. We celebrate Mother's Day today. And our heartfelt response is thanks and praise for the gift of life we've been given. The second thing we celebrate today is not quite so obvious as Mother's Day, but what is? Right? And unless you've been part of this community of believers for at least 3 years, there's no way you would have seen this coming. But 3 years ago, this Sunday, God delivered us into this church building as our church home. So today we celebrate the third anniversary of being in our own building. Our being in this place at this time is literally a miracle. Long-time Mountain of Faithers know that for almost 20 years, this church and the ministry of this church was carried out in places that belonged to others. Worship first began in the houses of the charter members of this church. And then it moved to the clubhouse in Stansbury Park. And after that, Mountain of Faith partnered with St. Barnabas Episcopal Church to conduct joint ministry out of St. Barnabas's building off of Main Street there. Now, I would bet that it will even come as a surprise to longtime members of Mountain of Faith that Bonnie and I were involved as consultants in the process that brought St. Barnabas and Mountain of Faith together. We facilitated the discussions between those two churches, and this was a long time before I even thought of going to seminary, let alone of becoming a pastor. And I would have had no way of knowing that I would be blessed to be called as pastor at Mountain of Faith at that time. But God works in mysterious ways and brought Bonnie and me into this community of believers while it was still fairly early in its life. And as it turned out, for a season at least, Mountain of Faith and St. Barnabas were ministry partners. They worshiped separately, but served this ministry area together from the same building. And then that season came to an end in 2008. And Mountain of Faith began worshiping in the building owned by United Methodist Church of Tooele. They're on Utah Avenue. There are people here who were part of that. And you might remember that times were tough for Mountain of Faith then. They had lost their pastor. Attendance had plummeted. And the lack of money became a really serious issue. But with God's help, a very faithful core group managed to hold things together. And things were already starting to turn around for the church when during my final year of seminary, I was invited to preach for the very first time at Mountain of Faith. And as things turned out, the people at Tooele United Methodist were gracious hosts, and they gave Mountain of Faith a chance to reestablish ourselves. We worshiped there 4 years, and slowly but surely we got stronger. And then beginning in 2012, God started the process of putting us here in this building. And through a series of events that could only be described as miraculous, Christian Faith Church, who had worshiped here for 50 years, decided they could no longer keep this building up. And at the very same time, we literally knocked on their door to inquire about the building's availability. We were welcomed with open arms. And to make a long story short, like a mother looking for a good home for a child that she couldn't support, Christian Faith Church entrusted this place, a church they had literally built with their own hands, us. They sold it to us for a fraction of what it was worth. And then in another miracle, this little congregation raised over $60,000 in 3 weeks to allow us to take possession of it. So on this Sunday, 3 years ago, we received a gift of life for which our proper response is thanks and praise. I said it then and I'll repeat it now. Without God's direct intervention, we couldn't have managed, even under the best circumstances we could imagine, to get into a building of our own in at least another 10 years. So the second thing we celebrate today is the anniversary of the gift of life God gave us when He delivered us into this building. And here again, our proper response to that gift is thanks and praise. So this brings us at last to the third thing that we celebrate today. And to get a handle on it, we need to turn to our gospel lesson. It turns out that the God of the universe, who brought creation into existence, who acts mightily and in mysterious ways in the world He created, that God wants a personal and even friendly relationship with you and me through Christ. That is a big deal. And I kind of want you to hang on to that thought while we take a little detour right now. I want to tell you real briefly about an experience I had when I was on my road trip a couple of weeks ago. One of the things that made this road trip so special to me took place in the Bay Area. One of my very good friends, one of my coworkers, arranged a kind of company reunion during the time that I was going to be in town. It turned out that seven of us who worked together for a number of years got together one morning for a round of golf at our old home course. And it was great fun. But what was even better were the dozen or so people who joined us after golf for lunch at one of our old local hangouts. What made this group of 20 people so great was that it included such a wide variety of folks. There were people who worked in clerical and administrative positions in our company. And there were people who had technical jobs like underwriters. And then there were department managers like myself. And then there were even a couple of executive vice presidents in that group. And I was blessed to have excellent working relationships with every one of those people during my time. And it was a blast catching up with all of them. And I hadn't seen any of them for over 15 years. And it was during this process of catching up that I had an experience that came to mind to me this week as I was reading this week's gospel lesson. As I talked to all the different people and all the different groups that were assembled in that room, I was struck by how different my relationship was with each one of the people in each one of the groups. I had most in common and related best to the folks who held similar positions as I did in the company. Those would have been the department managers. Now, this may be stretching the point just a little, but I've been known to do that. As I was catching up with Steve and Joe, the two executive vice presidents, I just couldn't help but notice how different their perspective was on even the same experiences that we shared together. Day to day, they hung out with people at a much higher level than I did. They thought about things in our department at a much deeper and a global level than I did. Truth is, they were smarter than I was. And they knew the business a lot better than I did. I guess maybe that's the reason these guys were executive vice presidents, after all. And to this day, I respect their talents and the way they ran our whole department. But the way I related to them was different from the way I related to the guys who were more at my level, the department managers. They were my true colleagues. We had the same jobs. We faced the same challenges. Oftentimes, we had the same goals. Basically, it was with this group that I really became friends. And while I could have a good working relationship with all the other groups, my real friends were the other department managers. Which brings us back to our gospel lesson, believe it or not. It just really blows my mind that Jesus, who was with God from the very beginning of creation, wants to have a personal, friendly relationship with me. That through grace, He chooses us. We don't choose Him, He chooses us to be His friends and followers. So, brothers and sisters in Christ, the third thing that we celebrate this day is that the Son of God, who came in the world to save it, chooses to call us friends. What a great gift of grace this is, because we can be friends with Jesus, because we share this common humanity. We might never be able to get our head fully around the idea of God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. But we can relate to Jesus. We can relate to Him personally as one friend relates to another. You know, If things were to work out the way our human mind would work, we would expect our relationship with Christ to be one of master-servant, or of teacher and disciple, or executive vice president and department manager. But the night before he's betrayed and arrested, Jesus tells us he thinks of us as friends. I hope the significance of this is not lost on you. Imagine, if you can, your bedside with a loved one who is dying. They call you to come closer to leave you with a final word. You'd lean closer, straining to hear. I want to tell you something. I've waited until now, but I can't wait any longer. You would pay such attention to that. You would know those words that were about to be spoken were words that you would remember for the rest of your life. Now imagine the person doing the talking is Jesus. How closely would you listen? How much would you ponder the Lord's final words to you? This is exactly what's going on in our gospel lesson. Jesus is about to be betrayed, arrested, and crucified. It's all going to happen in the next 24 hours. And Jesus picks this moment in time to tell his followers that he thinks of them as his friends. And what's our proper response to this gift of grace? Again, it's thanks and praise. And in addition to our thanks and praise, Jesus gives us one more way to respond in this gospel lesson. In addition to giving thanks and praise, he says we can and should be obedient. Jesus says, "You are my friends if you do what I command you." The new command Jesus gives us is to love one another, just as he has loved us. He says the world will know that we are his disciples if we have love for one another. Jesus' final instructions to us is that as friends, we are to do what he commands, that we're to love. And you know, we don't follow that command out of fear of retribution, but knowing that as a friend, Jesus tells us to love one another so that our joy can be complete. It's the best way to live. So thanks be to God that we have three things to celebrate today. There's Mother's Day. There's our third anniversary in this building. And finally, and most importantly, today we give thanks and praise that the God of the universe chooses us to be his friends through Christ Jesus, who is our Savior and our Lord. Amen.